Now, here's the social media updates for the YouTube of May 22nd. I cut it all into one area. Get off of social media because it's poor mental health, and that's why I'm never on it. The only reason why I'm on here is to give a few words of encouragement. Get off of TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, and all these social medias who encourage poor mental health. If I had my way, I would go over to the progressive communistic area, revert right back to dial-up, and eliminate all this shit. Because I guarantee you, Biden does not give a shit, the government doesn't give a shit, Elon doesn't give a shit. Yeah, granted, he is a multi-billionaire. He was worth $300 billion, now he's worth $250 billion. Either way, Elon Musk couldn't give a shit whether there was psychological warfare on social media or not. There could be mass murders going on Twitter right now, and he wouldn't even know about it because he's too busy creating artificial intelligence for the government to quite possibly kill people indirectly through the artificial intelligence, meaning putting AI into drones to kill people. He'd deny it. He'd say, well, the AI could be dangerous to society because you are weakening its educational system. Well, then don't fucking make the program for it. You already knew that, but you were doing it anyway. You go on the Economic Forum and you're doing all these public speeches about one earth governments and all this other shit. Don't create the psychological warfare and you won't have the damage. Facebook is nothing but psychological warfare for celebrities and their audience. Same thing with Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram and all these other shit programs and platforms. If you ever heard of Twitch, Twitch is the same way. All they are psychological warfare chat rooms. There are a few that I go to, I'm willing to admit, that are pretty, I would say, mentally stable. They're okay to go through because you can have some normal, good conversations with a few that are on there who have good mentality, good mental health, and they're decent people. I won't mention names on them because I don't want idiots going into chat and saying, "Oh, I heard about you through so and so, and I want to come by and say, oh, by the way, you're hot." They don't need that. They don't need arguments. It's one of the reasons why I haven't been on social media on any of the platforms since 2007, because all it is psychological warfare. All these media outlets in public with Fox News Channel, MSNBC, NBC, and CNN. I only watch Fox News Channel mainly because they portray themselves and present themselves as conservative. I watch them for a good laugh. Yes, publicly, I admire a few of them, like Jeanine Pirro, Greg Gutfeld, and Dana Perino. That's all well and good, even though they may have a different life behind that camera. The point being, they all are on social media. They want to know your opinion, but yet they all ignore them. And if they do put a couple on there, it is only ones that are either debatable and or three in one segment, and they cut it off fast. They never pay attention to social media, so it is something that is, like I said, you should just take it off. If they're better off taken off the internet. Like right now, I'm a strong, huge, assertive advocate for dial-up. For those of you millennials who are born past the year 2001, who don't know what dial-up is, that's where the internet began. At a 56K modem, 5 kilobytes a second. That means you download one regular movie off the internet for no less than 7 days at one time. You cannot do anything on a dial-up, on the phone, on dial-up phone modem. It takes an average of the current time, a minimum bandwidth of 300K a second. That's downloading the HTML file, and then you have another 300K for your media. You would never be able to go on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and the fucking Snapchat shit with TikTok. You would never be able to go on there because not enough bandwidth, which I'm all for. Put dial up and you can't go on them. Good. That's a breath of fresh air. Social media is nothing but a playground of nothing but predators and people who love to argue. If I was in control of the internet, I would totally have it monitored by black hats who govern the internet with a public sex offender registry and people who love to argue. Oh, you love to attack people. You love to argue with them. You love to create psychological warfare. Sorry, honey. Sarcastically speaking, like we say here in New York. Sorry, honey. You don't qualify for the internet. But I don't care. It was only a couple of times. I was only joking. Yeah, we're all joking. People like you are always joking when you get caught doing it. Sorry, honey. You don't qualify. Who's qualified for it? Businesses need to do transactions with the credit cards. It's called a progressive communistic move. You're making things right against the corrupt government and against liberals and Democrats who frankly don't give a shit what they do to who, whenever they do it, in whichever way they do it. So for these past several years and these current 3 years, social media has turned to nothing but even more shit than it already has been. So that is the total film time for YouTube video update for May 22nd, 2023. I hope you all have a good day, a good week, and I will definitely see you next time, hopefully.